Grief Counselors, A Sign of Failing.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the fascinating book, Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, I know that many of our churches are failing because of the loss of the biblical foundation, but how are so-called grief counselors a sign of that failure?
During the past 10 to 15 years, I've noticed an increase in the use of grief counselors every time there's a major tragedy. For example, I recently heard a news item about a local teen who was killed in a traffic accident, and several times in the report, they emphasized that grief counselors would be at the school where the teen had attended. You know, in past times of death and tragedy, people used to turn to their pastors and church leaders for comfort and answers. But as the church has lost its biblical foundation, including compromising with millions of years and other secular ideas, it no longer is able to give the same comfort and answers. People feel lost and don't have any idea of how to cope with the death of someone else, so they turn to secular grief counselors in a desperate attempt to get answers. You know, the church needs to get back to its foundation in God's Word, starting with Genesis, giving the true origin of death and suffering, and the real hope in Christ. Only then will Christians again be able to provide the comfort and answers people need in times of tragedy.
We can equip you and your church with all kinds of faith-building materials. Go to our website, answersradio.com, and see all the many free booklets found there. It's answersradio.com.